around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, we're going to get right back to it. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. We appreciate you sticking with us through that top of the hour break. Just 60 minutes to go before Mary and I leave for the Old Dominion State and the big Let's Go America Tour of Virginia Beach that kicks off on Monday, and it will be happening all next week. As we begin hour two on this May 31st live broadcast, it is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and week 271 of our National Communal Forum is how we're going to start things off. The NCF, for those of you who are new, I know we welcomed a new station last hour. Well, this is the part of the show where we talk politics, local happenings, national matters impacting areas where we have local affiliates. Travel and tourism certainly gets mixed in. And most importantly, we give you real-time reports that you're not going to hear about anywhere else. So holding for us on that show hotline are three of our 600-plus weekly stations that air this show. True blessing, as we always say all the time. Mary, who do we have?
Oh, we are heading to three beautiful areas of this country. We are welcoming Jim Polito, show host with our Cape Cod iHeart affiliate, FM 95.1 WXTK Radio. We have Chris Kelly, director of programming at our Portland, Oregon affiliate, AM 860 KPAM or KPAM. We have Aaron Zeidel, operations manager with our Cumulus affiliate. Affiliate AM 1400 KAOK Radio in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Well, it's a nice mix. Good morning, guys, and welcome. Guys?
Hello.
Morning.
I'm sorry.
There we go.
I didn't know whether we lost connectivity or not there. You never know with live radio. But listen, all right, I know you're all there now, but Jim, we're going to start with you. You know, we've been talking throughout the show today about the big Let's Go America Tour of Virginia Beach that begins on Monday. A few years ago, Mary and I, we were up there on the Cape for the big Let's Go America Tour Cape Cod at the Wauquasset Resort and Golf Club, and your colleague and morning show host, Ed Lambert, was live on set with us. We enjoyed spending some time with him. Liz, the Cape, we all know, it's such a popular summer destination for travelers in this part of our country. I have a friend, you know, who moved there a few years ago with his family. They love it. So it's been a bit of a slow start for summer here on the Northeast, a lot of cold and rainy weather. But what are some of the big stories that are happening there on the Cape that have the attention of the locals you can share with us?
Well, absolutely. And you know what? This is kind of a blessing in disguise because it being cool and a little wetter than usual, and we call that the Cape Cod right from winter to summer phenomenon, there's a blessing that comes with that because in September, when there are fewer tourists, it is warmer on the Cape than it is actually on the mainland of Massachusetts. So it's one of the best secrets of Cape Cod is that if you do have that cooler spring, it means it's going to be all the warmer in September. And one of the big things people equate with Cape Cod are our hydrangeas, the beautiful flowers of Cape Cod. Last year, we had a record year of hydrangeas. They were just blooming everywhere, and one of the things that all the gardeners attribute that to is a cooler and wetter spring. So we're kind of hoping that those flowers will be blooming as soon as it gets warm and sunny. And to guarantee it's going to get warm and sunny, you know, Pennsylvania has Punxsutawney Phil. We have Doug the Quahog. And
do tell.
I'm telling you the truth. At the Blue Water Resort on June 20th, even though we've already had the official, unofficial start of summer, on June 20th, there's a ceremony at the Blue Water Resort. And let me just tell you that he always signifies that it's going to be a great, warm summer. And he's actually a real Quahog.
Jim, there we go. We now know. Jim.
Jim, I, first of all, love your optimism, and thank you for that. We're going to move from hydrangeas to roses. Chris, Portland's International Rose Test Garden has to be one of the most beautiful gardens Robert and I have ever visited. Every possible variety and color of roses that you could possibly imagine, so I'm sure you know. You have the Portland Rose Festival going on right now. I would love for you to share, I believe it runs through next weekend, June 8th, what it means to your area and some highlights on tap for visitors.
Well, if there was a time to be in Portland, this is the time to do it. Highs are like in the mid-70s. The Rose Festival is going on. We have the City Fair. We have three parades. The Starlight Parade is tonight. People actually camp out the night before to get a good spot along the parade route. Fleet Week, you know, we can get to the Pacific Ocean from here. So the Navy, the Royal Canadian Navy, the Coast Guard, the Corps of Engineers all going to have ships here. They have the big dragon boat races on the Willamette River, which is always fun to watch. And it's just, this is the time. If you ever were going to see the best of Portland and enjoy the best that Portland has to offer, this, over the next couple of weeks, is the time.
Well, and as
so
Mary
if we
said,
bring the radio show for Let's Go America Tour to Portland, we're going during the festival.
And I want to be careful, yeah. Since we are a national show across the country, we are talking Portland, Oregon, because we have
That's
done
right.
a Let's Go America
we
tour
have done
in
Maine.
Portland,
this
Maine.
This is Oregon,
correct,
yes.
exactly. We
yeah.
have stationed.
Thank
so,
you, Chris.
Chris, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And you loved that when we were there.
Oh,
the
I love that test
oh, my
garden.
God, it was
yes.
All right, so Rudy, now we're going to go to
Charles.
Southwest Louisiana and Lake Charles as we connect with Aaron. So where do you want to go, Rudy?
Well, Aaron, I got to tell you, yours is a destination that those of us way up here in Minnesota don't think about often, but I've had friends in Louisiana, dated a woman from some Brobridge, I think. I just am dying to visit Lake Charles. And a couple of things that caught my eye in doing research about it. First of all, there's the Mardi Gras Museum, but the yes. Seafood Sensation Trail or Boudin Trail. Tell me about those. I'm eating.
Well, absolutely. So Boudin, so I've had to learn how to say the Cajun cuisine properly myself, as I am not a native of Southwest Louisiana, but I'm Boudin. Here. I'm glad I'm here. Boudin, gumbo, jambalaya, the red beans and rice. I'm telling you, if you've never been down to Southwest Louisiana, that has got to be one of the main attractions. The food itself all throughout Louisiana is absolutely awesome. So if you come here at, 170 pounds, you'll probably leave here at 175
well,
pounds.
Well, that's a good thing. We appreciate it. So, Rudy, you can head on down there. Mary and I, we're leaving New York to head to Virginia. So, you can also head south. That'll be something. So, guys, let me ask you this question. We're going to go in this direction with you. We like to mix it up, this question, and we will go Aaron, Chris, Jim. So, average gas price right now in your area, and are the locals mostly positive about gas prices that have been coming down under President Trump? Aaron?
Absolutely. Down here in the in Southwest Louisiana, our gas prices are continually low, much lower than the rest of the states, the other 49. So we're paying right now right about $2.49 for a gallon of gas, which is pretty consistent year-round for
us. That. Okay, Chris, what about you out on the West Coast?
Well, it depends on where you go, but right now we're probably pushing almost $4 a gallon. Now, if you go to the discount places, it's a little lower, but here you definitely go to Oregon instead of Washington if you're in Portland to get your gas.
Jim, 10 seconds because I got to wrap.
Yeah, we're good. We're anywhere from $3 to $2.75 a gallon, and that is down from last year on the Cape.
Well, Aaron, clearly you win at $2.49. We like that. So we'll see what Virginia is as Mary and I head down there later today. Guys, thank you very much for joining us on this Saturday morning. Appreciate it. Thank you for being a part of our program. We couldn't do it without all of you. Love being part of your stations and your communities. So thank you very much. Have a great weekend. All right, folks, listen, that music tells us we've got to go to commercial break. After this quick sponsors break, the personal connection, well, it's going to take us out to the ballgame. What do I mean? We'll be back in 3 minutes with more.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Dads work hard and are important teachers. So this Father's Day, how about treating your dad to a pair of everyday earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry? Dads deserve to relax, recharge, and enjoy their favorite radio show, music, and phone calls in crystal clear sound. The latest model is better than ever with 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity. At just half the price of other premium brands, you can't go wrong, folks. Get 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
If you have aging concerns that you've noticed stiff joints, poor sleep, or other issues, C15, found at fatty15.com/carry, has been proven to strengthen cells, and it's a key longevity-enhancing nutrient, meaning it can help slow biological age at a cellular level. Developed by a doctor in collaboration with the U.S. Navy, Fatty 15 is on a mission to optimize your C15 levels to help you live healthier and longer. Get 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit by going to fatty15.com/carry. Use that code CARRY or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link. We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. for millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
If annual doctor's appointments are important to you, there's one simple lifestyle change you can make, and you're going to feel the difference. Enjoy a delicious glass of doctor-formulated Field of Greens each day, and I promise you, you're going to feel terrific. Plus, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or your money back. This listener wrote, "The best blood work I've had in a decade. My doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it." So let's get you started today with 20% off at fieldofgreens.com and use code CARRY. Or as always, you can go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Four more segments, folks, to go before we depart for Virginia. And as we transition from the NCF last segment to now the personal connection, batter up, baseball is on deck. This portion of the program, well, we're sponsored by helixsleep.com/care.
One of the many benefits of traveling is being able to get a good night's sleep in a super comfortable luxury bed at a hotel or a resort. And now you can enjoy that same level of quality sleep at home and save 27% as part of the extended Memorial Day sale going on right now at helixsleep.com/carry.
You know, unlike a lot of mattress companies out there, Helix owns their own manufacturing facilities right here in the USA. Each mattress is made in America by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door. To find out which mattress is the best for you, take their simple sleep quiz. You're going to find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is on its way free of charge. If you aren't satisfied, they'll come pick it up, give you a full refund, no questions asked. 27% you're going to save at helixsleep.com/carry this weekend or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, it's been 3 years since we last spoke with Tim Malcolm, and that changes today. Tim's traveled to every ballpark in the country. Not only does he take in the games, he's road tripping his way there and seeing an array of local sites. Tim's chronicled his adventures in his book that we recommend, Baseball Road Trips, The Complete Guide to All the Ballparks with Beer, Bites, and Sights Nearby. He rejoins the show now for today's personal connection.
Timothy, good morning. 3 years is a long time between segments. Welcome back to the big show.
Oh, so good to be here. It's been a long time. You're right. But it's a real pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. So last hour, RJ was here doing his open road segment. That's the segment of our show that covers all things vehicles, races, car reviews, and road trips. And after today's show, Mary and I have our own road trip down to Virginia we're going to head out on. Now, we're not going to be catching a game at Nationals Park when we get to the D.C. area since they're traveling. The Orioles are home. You know, they're playing Pope Leo's White Sox, I guess we call them now. But, you know, although I do appreciate Camden Yards, being a diehard Yankee fan, and we're not going to be going there unless the Yankees are playing at Camden. So if memory serves me correctly, you know, you grew up in the Philly area, obviously old Veterans Stadium, now Citizens Bank Park. Camden Yards played a role in your initial love for ballparks, if I'm correct. Do I have that right, Tim?
Yeah, it is one of the ballparks, for sure, that played a love played a part in my love for ballparks. It's funny, I grew up, as you said, with Veterans Stadium, and I would watch TV and SportsCenter and all these things, and I would see other ballparks on TV and think, why is the ballpark that I go to not as good as those? And so Oriole Park was one of those early ones, opening in 1992, and really kind of changed the game in ballpark construction and design. I thought, man, I want to get out there, see that place. Mm-hmm. I became an Orioles fan, sort of as my American League team for a little bit. I love Tyler Pinn Jr. as well, so that was part of it. But I was able to get to Camden Yards around like 1998 or so, and it was one of the first parks I visited, like that was outside of Veterans Stadium. Mm-hmm. And I was just taken aback walking the outfield concourse, which is like a different thing. Open air and the food, and it was just an incredible place.
Timothy, I think baseball fans will absolutely appreciate the layout of your book. It's very thorough. I just mentioned it in the intro. But I also think road trippers will appreciate it because you cover local foods, local attractions, and a memorable road trip that I'm thinking of that Robert and I did with our sons involved both Busch Stadium in St. Louis with the Cardinals. I really love that stadium, and Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City with the Royals across I-70. You've also written about and visited these stadiums. Talk about your experiences and some takeaways in that area of our country.
I actually just went to Kansas City and St. Louis last season to kind of do a new trip there. And it's a great, easy road trip. As you said, it's like 4.5 hours or something like that between the two cities by car. And Kansas City, obviously, Kauffman is sort of away from the downtown Kansas City area. But what's amazing about Kansas City is you'll want to spend time there. They have the Negro Leagues Museum downtown, which is one of my favorite baseball like sites to see. Mm-hmm. And you could spend an entire day, if you want, in there just reading everything and looking at all the memorabilia of players from the early 20th century and such and stuff like that. But also the barbecue there is awesome. I mean,
yes,
obviously, like
yeah.
Arthur Bryant has been there forever. And there's places like Q32 and Joe's Kansas City. And like there's all kinds of great Kansas City barbecue spots. They now have a barbecue museum in Kansas City. So like you could spend a couple days in that city, in that area right there. And then St. Louis, you know, what I love about St. Louis is you have to kind of search a little bit to find some of the cool stuff because Busch Stadium there is downtown. Mm-hmm. And there's some bars and a little bit of walking around there. But you kind of get outside of that area. And the Italian neighborhood over there, sort of west of downtown, has like incredible food. And people told me you got to get the toasted ravioli. You got to get the toasted ravioli. And yeah, you do. I mean, there's a number of great places that do it, and it's a cool like little lunch kind of thing, or even for dinner. But St. Louis is a fun little town. I mean, I really enjoyed my last time I was there.
It's a great city. So since you're in our personal connection, Timothy, I'd like to hear, you know, what keeps you going on these road trips visiting baseball stadiums, and why do you recommend these type of trips to others? I mean, it certainly is a great way to see America, but what does it for you with these baseball road trips?
I mean, personally, I just feel kind of at home in a ballpark. It's a very comfortable, cozy place for me. It feels right for me. It's a safe space for me. But I think what that taps into for me is the opportunity to meet people from all over the place. I walk around in every ballpark wearing my Phillies hat. A, I'm a Phillies fan, but B, wearing a Phillies hat is like wearing this giant magnet because people will look at you and say, what are you doing here? Why are you here? Why am I amazingly like, I'm mad at you for some reason because you're wearing a Phillies hat?
Right.
What's the deal? And a conversation starts. And I get to meet people, make new friends, and I've done that at every ballpark that I've been to. And then they recommend places to go eat and see when, you know, when I'm in the city there. And it gives me a sense of who the people are, and it kind of lets me reconnect with people.
I agree with you.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I agree 100% on
that.
I'm
impressed you wear your Philly hats at all the stadiums.
We enjoyed last year when we were going around Cincinnati with the Great American Ballpark there. That was a lot of fun. That's a great area of downtown. Yeah. But, you know, so earlier this week, Timothy, I was watching the Yankees play the Angels out in Anaheim, and the announcer mentioned that the Angels had just broken an all-time record of having played 26 straight games in the state of California. Now, they weren't all home games in Anaheim, of course. They were in San Diego and Sacramento and against the Dodgers in Chavez Ravine there. But, you know, as I listen to what we're talking about, I have to say, is there a better state to go enjoy baseball and experience such diversity than California? And I mean, you know, Petco Park in San Diego, great place. Angel Stadium, very different type of ballpark. The Yankees right now are in L.A. this weekend playing the Dodgers. You know, although it's an old stadium, it's a one of a kind. You got to go. Oracle Park in San Francisco is great. And, you know, I guess we'll throw out there, you know, you can enjoy a minor league park with major league action in Sacramento right now. So thoughts on this, Timothy?
Well, I actually went to Sacramento this season. I had to go out and check it out, see what it's like. And I love Sacramento. It's like a low-key, like fun little city. It's easy to navigate, great walking city. Architecture is cool, and the ballpark is right across the river there, so you can walk the bridge, the Tower Bridge, which has the yellow towers, and walk right over to the ballpark from downtown. So it's very accessible. The fans are very excited to have baseball there. It's a really cool little city. But you're right. Los Angeles with the Dodgers, I mean, that is a classic ballpark with an amazing construction, and everybody's got to go there once just to see and be in that place, see what it's like. But L.A. is a cool city, obviously, with so much to do. And then you drive down, you have the beach, you have Anaheim there, go down Orange County, and that's an interesting stadium. Maybe not my favorite, but the people there are great. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to kind of navigate in that area. Of course, Disneyland is there and all that, so there's plenty to do.
Yeah, it's different. I'll agree with you on that. But San Diego's outstanding.
San Diego might be my favorite park right now in the league. It is right there downtown. It's like a labyrinth to kind of walk around in because there's so much to see.
You have a whole gas lamp district there. That's great.
That's a great place to hang out before and after the game. I mean, they made it very accessible for people. But at Oracle Park, which I went to earlier this year with my Sacramento trip, I mean, I've been to Oracle a couple times now, and every time I'm just stunned at how gorgeous that place is. And San Francisco is just a favorite city of mine. I love walking around in San Francisco and checking out the different neighborhoods, eating a burrito at the Mission District or You know, I recently had some oysters by the water there, you know, by the ferry building. Just awesome experience.
Well, Timothy, listen, we're talking food, we're talking culture, we're talking great cities and travel. I mean, listen, it's great. Unfortunately, you know, we're out of time for today. We could do the entire 2 hours of this show. We could do an entire 2 weeks of the show on all the things. But I do want to give folks the website for you and also the name of the book. Go pick it up. It's a great book. Really enjoy reading it. And every page, you'll enjoy something in it. Baseball Road Trips, The Complete Guide to All Ballparks with Beer, Bites, and Sights Nearby. It's by Moon Guides. Or if you want to get in touch with Timothy yourself, the website is just clamproductions.com. Timothy, again, this went by way too quick, but really nice reconnecting with you. We'll talk again soon, okay?
But let's make it before 3 years.
Definitely. Thank you. Take care.
All right, you too. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Mary. Well, 3 years, way too long for Tim. Great conversation. Love the book that we have here, folks.
Yeah, it's a great book.
There's a great map in here of places to visit and so forth.
It's just so thorough, and it's fun. It's a fun read.
Every page, as I said. But, you know, Timothy also talks about making sports pilgrimages to places like the Hall of Fame, Field of Dreams, and so forth. That's something we certainly agree on. And we didn't even touch on Chicago, which is a must-go place for baseball, food, and culture. We did a Let's Go America tour there a few years ago. Had a great time. You loved Wrigley Field.
I did. I also loved the pizza.
Yeah, well, Lou Malnati is another thing.
And Giordano's, too.
Fiorella Jacks, by the way, Kansas City, got to do it. So, anyway, I know Bobby's high on baseball there in Dallas at Globe Life Field with the Rangers. I mean, love it. Frankly, bottom line, sports, major part of enjoying America. We need to wrap right now, folks. When we return after this bottom of the hour break, Rudy goes into vacation detective mode. All right, he's going to do that for the right stuff. The museum gallery is also still ahead. That's coming in about 20 minutes with Mary and me. Thanks for being part of the show, everyone. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
We're living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Insurance. We are such strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you just shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance, it's one of them. It's not just for canceled flights, folks. Coverage also includes an array of items such as trip cancellation, interruption, and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight or hotel rebookings, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer 24-hour emergency services. And in today's world, look into CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Whether your upcoming travels will be a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, get covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com/carry. The website again is TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, the rigors of travel wear on all of us, as do all the things we do in everyday life, frankly. And we've enjoyed a long-standing relationship with the Relief Factor team and Dr. Jerry Mixon for 11 years now. And this terrific product is the perfect remedy to get you feeling good again. And it's all natural with four simple ingredients. So if pain is affecting your life, to get yourself moving better, sleeping better, and feeling more alive, join us and make Relief Factor part of your life. This daily supplement doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce and eliminate pain. More than a million people have turned to this product to feel the difference it can make in your life. So go ahead, give it a try. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95. Call 800-4-RELIEF, or you can also visit ReliefFactor.com. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better. ReliefFactor.com, or find a direct link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. For our Right Stuff segment this weekend, we have a guest who, when traveling, relies less on guidebooks and more on detective novels. He's Tom Downey. He's a journalist who writes about travel, food, drink, culture, and style for publications including the New York Times, Smithsonian Magazine, and for our purposes right now, the Wall Street Journal, where his article about seeking out places in cities mentioned in detective novels appeared just a couple of weeks ago. He calls those, and I quote, my dining companions, tour guides, and interpreters of the criminal geography is one of his favorite detective novelist phrases. And I like that, criminal geography. Tom, welcome to the show. When did it occur to you to start using novels about dark places? And when did it occur to you those would be a great way to travel?
You know, I've been doing it for a long time, but I feel like the urgency of finding new ways into places has increased as over tourism has increased. And, you know, you think about, I'm in Bangkok now. 10, 15, 20 years ago, you didn't have to worry so much that everywhere you went to in Bangkok would be filled with fellow tourists. But now you do. And therefore, you really need to find, or I feel like if I want to see a city for myself, I really need to find a new way into the city. And for me, that's one of the things that these detective novels offer. It's a fresh set of eyes that lead you to different places than all the places that are always recommended by the same sources that people go to.
Have you read any Bangkok novels that have informed you?
There are a bunch of great Bangkok novels. I mean, the kind of leading detective novelist of Bangkok is a guy, John Burdett, famous.
Those
Bangkok
are dark
City.
Novels.
They are. It's true. And then you also have not so much a detective novel, but a kind of literary thriller recently by Lawrence Osborne called The Glass Kingdom. Also bringing to life a side of Bangkok that that people wouldn't normally see traveling here.
Well, I would be very careful of following in John Burdett's footsteps, frankly. I've read all his novels, and you're absolutely right. They are dark, but I mean, fascinating, gripping plots, but grown-up plots. All right, so we're going to talk about a couple of the cities. One is Los Angeles, you know, and you have an author who is Raymond Chandler style, a novelist who writes about Los Angeles and some of the, I gather most of the plots are set in Koreatown. I am not familiar with their writing, but tell us a little about that.
Yeah, so Steph Cha is really wonderful writer out of L.A. who, you know, has a couple of series of books. The novel that I wrote about in the Wall Street Journal piece has a detective called Song, S-O-N-G, who is really inspired by Raymond Chandler. She's an amateur detective, but she looks to Chandler and reads Chandler for inspiration on how to do her job. And what's interesting to me there is the way that even though she's inspired by the classic L.A. of Chandler, she's sort of rewriting that way of interpreting the city onto the new L.A., and particularly Koreatown, which is an incredibly exciting, vibrant metropolis within a metropolis that no traveler to L.A. should miss.
I want to spell her a name, Steph, short for Stephanie, Steph, and her last name is Cha, C-H-A. And,
that's right. Exactly.
And I have not read about it, but I can't wait to meet her character, who is named Juniper Song. Sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
And do you do other stuff while you're there? I mean, you go to Madrid. Do you stop in at the art museum now and then?
For sure. Look, I don't think no one approach should be your exclusive approach when you're traveling. But I think this, and I'm not sure I would want to send somebody on a trip that was, you know, only following a detective novelist in a city. But it's a jumping off point to find things that you wouldn't otherwise find. And I think that's what's key about it. And that's what we need when we travel, especially, as I was mentioning, given the challenge of over-tourism. We need new ways to see cities. We need new ways to find parts of cities that haven't been overexplored and overexploited and over-touristed. And I think this is one of those that works very well.
Real fast, how many years have you been doing this?
I have been doing this for about 20 years.
20 years. All right. And you take notes when you're reading books, I gather. Tom Downey is our guest. He's a journalist, and he travels in a different way. He uses detective novels as a map or a blueprint for seeing a city. We're going to take a break and come back with him in just a moment and talk about a couple other cities that have great books that might guide you that way. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
You know, dads work hard and are important teachers, so this Father's Day, how about treating your dad to a pair of everyday earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry? Dads deserve to relax, recharge, and enjoy their favorite radio show, music, and phone calls in crystal clear sound. The latest model is better than ever with 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity. At just half the price of other premium brands, you can't go wrong, folks. Get 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by the team ready to help you at Sell My House Fast. Looking to sell your home, or maybe you have a second house somewhere that it's time to move on from? If you're relocating, maybe you inherited a home you don't want, maybe you have a tenant you really don't want, maybe you're going through a divorce, or maybe you're behind on taxes and want to avoid foreclosure. Whatever the issue, if you want to get the cash out of your house right now, this is an opportunity for you. For 25 years now, this team has been successfully selling new houses, old houses, abandoned houses, all types of houses at a fair price, and they close fast. Plus, there's no real estate agent involved, and that means no added real estate commissions. They'll even do all the repairs, all the cleaning, even any clean out that's needed. They have so many Google five-star reviews because their offers are fair and the process is transparent. You can give them a call today at 800-734-0504. That's 800-734-0504. Say it one more time, 800-734-0504. Or you'll find their information and phone number listed at rmworldtravel.com if you look under sponsors. Well, before our break, we were in conversation with journalist Tom Downey for our Right Stuff segment. He recently wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal about seeing new cities through the eyes of novelists, primarily detective novelists. Tom, you opened your story with a walk through the old town neighborhood of Bari, the city in Italy's southern region of Puglia. And let me just read a couple sentences from you. Though some of the quarter, that's the old town in the city, though some of the quarter has been sanitized for Airbnbs, I caught glimpses of Gureli's Bari, the sound and smell of sausages sizzling in a pan, the interplay of streetlights and shadows down narrow alleys. You walked in the footsteps, Tom, of a fictional attorney and detective named Guido, am I pronouncing it Guerri?
Guerri, I think.
Yeah, from a 203 novel with an ominous title, A Walk in the Dark. And you wrote that description, which I thought was very, very nice. Have you ever had any quivers go up and down your spine walking in any of these neighborhoods where sometimes dangerous things happen, at least in fiction?
Yes, I certainly have. Although I have to say Bari is not one of those places because today's Bari, even, you know, 22 years since that novel was written, has become really transformed and is quite safe. I mean, I sat down with the author of that book, and he was telling me about his childhood in Bari and how, as a kid, he was afraid to go into the old town, and you know, he would really have to kind of hold his breath and sort of be carefully composed so that he was able to walk through there and not get in trouble when he was a kid. But things have changed and it's not like that anymore. I mean, the truth is in many of the places we traveled to, I mean, I can think of times in the past where I did have that feeling, but in many of the places that, you know, that people commonly travel to, myself included, it's harder to find the places that have that edge. That edge has disappeared a little bit. And, you know, in some ways that's a good thing. Of course, nobody wants to be pickpocketed. I mean, I went to Naples recently and, you know, you think of Naples still probably has a reputation as, you know, a land of pickpockets and a place where you have to be really careful driving and where everybody runs red lights and things like that. But the last time I was in Naples, I was driving, you know, they had a kind of Lime bike, e-bike rental system, and I was e-biking all across the city. And as I was doing that, I was thinking, gosh, 15 or 20 years ago, I would never have done this in Naples. I would have been killed 2 minutes after I started biking. And I think it's harder and harder to find places that feel that edge in a way that, you know, it used to be relatively easy.
Well, I think you're right. Last time it was Naples, your biggest danger was eating too much good pizza. You also did.
Yeah, that's right.
You also have a Detective Espinosa, a fictional character in Rio de Janeiro when you get off the Copacabana beat. And that's still a city that you've got to be a little careful in. And the other city is Dublin, which, you know, I guess they've got crime in Dublin, too, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Rio still does have that edge. I mean, I think what I love about the Espinosa books is that they're set in these parts of Rio that are very touristic. I mean, Copacabana is one of the most touristic places in the world, perhaps. But he finds these little pockets of life there that you wouldn't otherwise see. For example, this whole Lebanese Brazilian subculture that exists in Rio, and specifically in Copacabana, if you know where to look. It's something you'd never really notice as a tourist walking to the beach. But when you read these novels, you see, okay, I can turn into this little shopping plaza and go down this alleyway, and there's a place cooking kibbeh, a snack that it turns out Brazilians love, but which actually originates in Lebanon.
Well, Tom, I applaud you for your books. If you would like to see a link to Tom's piece on traveling through detectives, go to tomdowney.net. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
We'll be right back.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
One more time today, folks. Let's do it. Then, Virginia, here we come, all right? As we shift into the museum gallery for today's J-Block, we are sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
This is 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or your small business, because in an unpredictable world, nothing matters more than the safety of your place and your loved ones. Or, put another way, there's no safe like SimpliSafe. Whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, you're not not just locking up, you're unlocking peace of mind. With groundbreaking innovations like Active Guard outdoor protection, where live monitoring agents use AI-powered cameras to spot and engage threats proactively, actively working to stop them.
They have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than $1 a day. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to simplysafe.com/care. You're going to save 50% as a show fan. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Today's museum gallery takes us to the very state where we're headed today for our next big Let's Go America tour, Virginia. Now, Robert and I are headed to Virginia Beach, but the place we're about to engage is located in Western Virginia in Charlottesville. It's the site of Thomas Jefferson's famed home, Monticello. Justin Bates, their manager of special programs, joins us now on the show hotline.
Good morning, Justin. Thanks for jumping aboard with us for today's museum gallery.
Thank you. I'm good to be here.
Well, great to have you with us today. So, you know, we'll get to the home itself and the beautiful gardens that you have there in a minute or so. But we invited you on today, Justin, because last Friday, May 23rd, you opened a much anticipated new tour at Monticello that runs only through this December. I want you to share with listeners around the country right now the founding friends, founding foes experience. It looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, so just to give a little bit of background, next year, 2026, is the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. And we thought this would be a good opportunity to explore the role that politics and partisanship played in the founding of the United States, to really explore the struggles behind creating American democracy, and how members of the founding generation argued with each other, fought with each other, how they compromised. And so this tour that we launched on May 23rd focuses on those early days of the United States, really focusing on the 1790s really becomes sort of an era of partisan politics and fighting. And the tour really examines the relationship between Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, who started out as very good friends, who then were driven apart because of the rise of the two-party political system. They had very different ideas on how the country should be governed. They stopped speaking to each other for about 12 years, and then in retirement, they started to write letters to each other and were able to resume their friendship on paper. And even though they still kind of stuck to what they believed without compromising their beliefs, but were able to put those partisan politics aside and resume their friendship.
We can learn
again
from our history, Mary.
We can always learn from our history, right, Justin? Yeah,
that
sounds like a very timely and very interesting tour. So we couldn't have you on, though, and not talk about the house itself. It was the primary residence and plantation of Thomas Jefferson, which he actually began designing when he was quite young after his dad inherited the land. So paint a picture for our listeners tuned in if they haven't been there before. Talk about the house and the surrounding grounds.
Yeah, so Monticello is the name that Jefferson gave the property, and it's Old Italian for smaller little mountain. And so when people come to Monticello, they'll get on a shuttle bus right up to the top of the small mountain where the house is located. And most visitors will take a tour through the house. And that tour, our standard tour, is called the Highlights Tour. And that will go through the first floor of the house, and people will see Jefferson's bedchamber. They'll see the dining room, his library, and they'll learn about his contributions to the founding of the United States, such as writing the Declaration of Independence and being the third president. But they'll also learn about Monticello as a 5,000-acre plantation, learn a bit about some of the enslaved people that lived and labored here, including members of the Hemings family and others, and also learn about the architecture. Monticello is a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Right.
We share that title with the University of Virginia, which Jefferson also founded and designed. So people will learn a little bit about everything, and every ticket to Monticello also includes tours of our gardens and grounds. That's a seasonal tour, as well as a daily tour called Slavery at Monticello.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, and it's a must-visit place. I want to ask you this, because we just have a minute left with you, because we just highlighted last weekend Memorial Day, which you're now offering. But as we look forward to coming up July 4th, 5 weeks from now, Monticello offers something very unique for new citizens on its west lawn. So share with folks what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so every Independence Day, which is also the day that Jefferson passed away, Monticello hosts a naturalization ceremony where people from all over the world take that oath of citizenship, becoming new citizens, and they do it on the west lawn of Monticello, which is also the view of the house that's on the back of the U.S. Nickel. And so this year, we're really excited because our speaker for the day is Ken Burns, and we're expecting a big crowd, and it's a free event. You just need to reserve a ticket to be able to come, but it is free and open to the public that morning, the naturalization ceremony.
That's Ken Burns, the famous filmmaker, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And I think if you're going to go to Monticello, folks, to be there and to see, you know, natural citizenship happening.
How moving.
name of that spring.
Must that
so
be? Yeah,
I
wow.
want to give the website. Monticello.org is the website, folks. Monticello.org. You can plan a visit and go check everything out. Justin, thank you very much for a little bit of your time today.
Thank you. Hope you all are able to make a visit to Monticello soon.
Well, we'll be in Virginia, but the other side of the state. But we'll be back there soon.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
Well, Mary, it is time to load the bags, fuel up, and head out because Virginia is where we're headed. So, folks, starting Monday, you can follow and comment on all of our activities from our daily activities that will be happening on the big Let's Go America Tour of Virginia Beach that's kicking off. Every day, our team will be posting on our @RMWorldTravel social media pages for you. We'll also be sharing happenings during our daily travel commentaries as well. To everyone listening there at AM 790 WNIS Radio, come join us next Saturday live on set from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Time at the Hilton Grand Vacation Ocean Beach Club at Ocean Air Resorts. It's right there in Virginia Beach on Atlantic Avenue at 34th Street. Next week's show will be live from that location. With that, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels. Let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.